procurement spend, we're proud to say that 90% of our procurement spend was spent on companies that are over 50% Black owned. And that's, we believe, is quite an achievement. Zambia, of course, we invested in additional capacity targeting our critical areas. And this was done within the context of limited resources and, of course, competing priorities. We're also proud as Zambia to have participated in the Presidential Employment Stimulus Program for the opportunity, job opportunities for young people. 1,500 jobs were created during 2021 financial year, of which 552 jobs were created just in the 3 months extension period of April to June. As SANBI, our capacity to develop cutting-edge and globally recognized biodiversity assessments was demonstrated through the development of the assessment report on the status of biological invasions and their management in South Africa. SANBI also, Honourable Minister, further developed, Honourable Chairperson, further developed the National Botanical Garden Expansion Strategy for implementation until 2030. This is just a synopsis, and Honourable Chairperson, before I hand over to our CEO and our team, SANBI would just like to take this opportunity to once again congratulate our Minister, yourself, the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, and including the whole delegation, the South African delegation, for leading our country so well at the COP26, for the negotiations and for the positive outcomes. Thank you so much. I hand over to our CEO. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. Where is the CEO?
Oh, thank you, Honorable Chair. I'm here. Should I proceed? Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, Minister, Deputy Minister, DG, the chairs of the two entities that are here, colleagues. Chair, I can confirm, if we go to slide 6, that the report hasn't changed from what we presented last week when we were focusing on quarter 4. Therefore, Chair, as per your guidance, we would not go through each of the areas. We did explain where progress was not fully achieved, as in work in progress. Previously, we also explained reasons and qualified the areas that were regarded as off target. Of course, as it was indicated by yourself and also by the chair, an improvement from 67% on target in the prior year to 89%. And also the challenge that is posed by yourself, Honorable Chair, and also repeatedly by our minister, that we need to continuously improve and work towards and achieve the clean audit as we move forward. That is the path that we have embraced and will continue to work towards that and also achieve and also maintain that. I think the chair's honourable chair's observation on the area of effort that we need to look at when it comes to schools and learners coming into gardens, botanical gardens and zoological gardens, we take this area of education and awareness very seriously because we believe that an investment in environmental conscious citizenry starts with an investment on learners, because irrespective of which career they will take, in all of those, there will be decisions that will have or may have environmental implications. And therefore, gardens such as this provide that opportunity for environmental consciousness. Of course, we have, if you go to the next slide, the summary is provided there of the number of targets as indicated. And as I said, I may not necessarily have to go through them again confirming that nothing has changed from the previous presentation to the portfolio committee last week. I have my colleague here going to slide 34, our CFO, Lorato Sithole, Ms. Lorato Sithole. She will be taking us through the, as Chair has indicated and directed, the audit performance and what we have done since, and also what we continue to do during the financial year and also after the audit. I can confirm that we have a detailed audit plan, and when it comes to the key area, as was presented also by source, when it comes to irregular expenditure, we've worked so hard to deal with that matter to a point where we now are at around only 2 million or so. In that case, moving from what we had carried over from prior years, being around 147 million, it's quite a remarkable achievement. And we are still working and waiting for a critical condonation of around 35 million rands. After we had gone through and received condonation of around 122 million as a result of our efforts in dealing with these matters, consequence management, and also putting up plans to avoid a repeat of those areas and training staff in that regard to make sure that compliance is enhanced. So I'll request the CFO, Ms. Lorato Sithole, to take us through the report and also go through the areas of interventions, the remedial action, and also the controls that we have put in place. Ms. Lorato, our CFO.
Good evening, Chairperson of the committee members, Minister, Honorable Minister Chrissy, Deputy Minister, Chairpersons of the Board, and DG and CEOs. Chair, Sanbi received an unqualified audit opinion. We had two matters which the auditors felt that they needed to highlight to the user of the financial statements without amending, modifying the audit opinion. The two matters are firstly dealing with the new accounting standard that deals with GRAP 110 on living and non-living resources. In terms of the standard, we are meant to have values for all living and non-living resources. And what we experienced was that with the zoological animals at the zoological gardens, we did not have a market to be able to establish values for them. However, with GRAP Directive 2, we still have two further years to test the market and see if there are values that can be attached to them. Then we have an issue of a material deficit compared to the previous financial year of 78 million as a result of not being able to trade. And what we had done with the deficit was to have a repurposing of some of our infrastructure funding approved by National Treasury. Issues on compliance with legislation. On the next slide, we had issues around material misstatements on annual financial statements and the annual report. And those were rectified prior to the finalization of the audit. We had issues around expenditure management, dealing with irregular expenditure amounting to 17 million, which was not prevented, and also fruitless and wasteful expenditure of 588,000. Consequence management, we were found that we had not yet taken disciplinary steps against some of the officials that had incurred irregular expenditure and fruitless and wasteful expenditure. The remedial actions will be dealt with in the slides that are still to be attended to. Then revenue management, that we did not fully implement the appropriate steps to collect all the revenue that is due to the organization. On the next slide, dealing with material findings in respect of usefulness of performance information, program one was the audited program, where it was found that some of our indicators were not clearly specific in how they were detailed. Chair, it's the three indicators. As detailed there, the number of conservation programs in the NZG, the number of maintenance, development, capital and infrastructure projects completed, and new infrastructure projects at Kweleha and Toyando Botanical Gardens. I will also deal with the remedial actions of those shortly. Then on the next slide, internal control deficiencies that are detailed on the audit report are dealing with performance information, where technical indicator descriptions and planning documentation was not compiled in a manner that would not be ambiguous and were not clarified at the beginning of the financial, meaning that the indicator would then not be well defined. And concerns around systems and processes that were not consistently applied in reporting performance throughout the financial year. Then preventative compliance monitoring controls in relation to the repeat findings on non-compliance. On the next slide, dealing with the remedial actions in how we are addressing these matters. Firstly, with the material misstatements on the financial statements, we have reviewed and updated our financial statements preparation checklist to address all the gaps that we had identified. Then we have prepared and scheduled training, and we have secured a service provider that will provide training to all finance staff members around GRAP in February 2022. We have also revised our year-end plan to ensure that we have our general ledger closed much earlier at the end of the financial year. And this should allow for adequate time for management to review all the supporting documentation and ensure that it agrees to the final figures that are on the financial statements. And also we have done an organization-wide presentation highlighting areas where we need to improve with the supporting documentation and the importance of adherence to year-end timelines. We have also started preparing for the financial year end in this month. On the next slide, dealing with expenditure management, this would be on the irregular expenditure of 17 million and fruitless and wasteful expenditure. As the CEO has already indicated, in relation to the amount that was incurred in the financial year of 17 million, we have already completed investigations and disciplinary action and received condonation amounting to 17.1 million, meaning that we are left with two transactions amounting to 300,000 that we are still handling. But we also considered the nature of irregular expenditure as it carries forward from the previous financial year. And we have attended to the opening balance We have already received condonations amounting to 122 million. And we have also submitted a further 35 million. For both these amounts, investigations were done, and a forensic investigation was also conducted on the 122 million. And disciplinary processes were implemented accordingly. Members may note that the total amount, the 122 and the 35, exceed our total amount of irregular expenditure on the annual report on page 234, note 39, on the annual report. As a result of National Treasury indicating that in some of the instances we required condonations from the Office of the Chief Procurement Officer and also the Accountant General's office. So we've received from both divisions in National Treasury. At the time of compiling the report, we are at 3 million that we are still taking through disciplinary processes, but as CEO has indicated, we are now at 2 million. The 588,000 relating to fruitless and wasteful expenditure has been investigated, and the reports are going through the loss control function to determine the appropriate actions that are to be taken thereafter. On the next slide, dealing with revenue management, we had a policy in place on revenue management, and we have enforced that, and we are also performing quarterly review of recoverability of debts. And making the necessary payment arrangements where it's necessary, where our debtors are not able to pay. I must also highlight that most of these debtors, if not all of them, it's the restaurant tenants that are operating from our gardens. We've also seen an improvement in the revenue collection due to the enforcement. Preventative compliance monitoring controls. We have developed a detailed audit improvement plan, which was considered by the Audit and Risk Committee, and we are reporting on a quarterly basis to the Audit and Risk Committee. As at end of September, we were already at 50%, and we have made it a target that we should achieve a clean audit. We've also reviewed internal processes around supply chain to ensure that, and even financial management in August 2021, which was immediately after the conclusion of the audit, to ensure that we are able to identify and prevent irregular expenditure and fruitless and wasteful before it gets incurred. We've improved on our standard operating procedure manual on the prevention of irregular expenditure and fruitless and wasteful. And we held workshops at the beginning of this month in the first week with all non-finance staff members to ensure that there is capacitation throughout the organization and we are all able to deal with these matters. In the previous financial year, we received training from National Treasury on irregular expenditure, and this focused on the entire organization and not just on finance staff members. This has really assisted us since we received the training last year, November. And we also received training from CIGB dealing with local content matters by the SEM team. On the next slide, issues on performance information, we have reviewed the targets for 2021-22, and we made further amendments on the technical indicators, and we have made sure that there is consistent recording now of all the achievement throughout the financial year. We've reviewed the sequencing of activities around planning to ensure that the budgeting cycle is informed by the output indicators, and we also make sure that where necessary going forward, planning is concluded before the beginning of the new financial year. Thank you, Chair. I am done with the audit report. With your guidance, should I move to the audited financial statements?
Can you deal with the let because talk to this. Mrs. Tony, or it's only you can hear.
My apologies, Chair. I think the network was quite bad on my side, hence I've switched off the video. So I did not, I was not able to hear anything.
Okay. The audited financial statements, can you talk to them in line with zooming in your post-audit action implementation plan because it talks to this?
CEO, I'm struggling to hear. I don't know if I'm the only one.
I think, Honorable Chair, the line from the Honorable Chair is not so clear. But earlier on, I heard that the chair indicated that we focus on the audit areas and also the remedial action, which is the presentation that Ms. Tolle did. Yes, yes.
Mm. And then the post-audit action plan is the remedial action.
Yes, we've got a detailed, I think Lorato will also come in. There is a, as she indicated, that the full, we pulled out on the remedial actions, what was the finding or what were the findings, and also what were the corrective measures in progress, as was presented on the tables that Ms. Lerato was taking us through. Confirming that we've been on, by the time of the compilation of the report, we've been over, just over 50%, and we are on course to cover all the areas. But the specific areas that were highlighted on the findings are as per what is indicated in the presentation that Lorato did, unless if Lorato, you'd want to go further than that.
Through you, Chairperson, as CEO indicates, the post-audit plan is detailed on slides 38 to slides 41 as the remedial actions.
Okay. But it didn't say who's going to do what when he, like the others that were received. Maybe you can share it with us later. Chileka.
Hello, Chair.
You see what the department? Yes. You understand what I'm trying to raise here?
Hello, Chair.
We've seen with the department what they've done yesterday.
Yes.
They were able to share with the fully fledged post audit action plan.
Yes.
The clear timeline. What's gonna happen when? Who's gonna do that? We're not seeing it here. And if you had my opening remarks earlier, CEO, is based on the fact that these are matters that are recurring, that they don't get attended to. We don't have such document. Maybe you can, the committee secretary can share with you what we're talking about, then you can then send it to us later. Because here, then it's gonna cause us to probe a lot of questions under the circumstances. And let me then hear the members. Your hand is up, CEO.
Chairperson, I didn't raise your hand. I didn't raise my hand, Chair.
Your microphone was on. I thought you wanted to speak.
No. Chairperson, I didn't raise my hand. I hear what the chair is saying, and we'll follow suit.
Post-audit action plan that make us to be able to follow up with you, because the information on consequence management too seems to be lacking. You see, the department, what the department is done, they tell us to say, this is the UIFW that we've experienced. It was composed of these amounts, and they break it down. And then they say, if it's Shonisan who was responsible for that, they do that. And these are the measures that we've taken. If the issue that needs condonation, they were able to explain that to us.
Okay, we'll be able to.
Okay, let me hear members who want to interact. Oh, the chairperson wants to say something. The chairperson.
Honorable chairperson, I just wanted to say that can we submit those action plans to the portfolio committee in writing? I would appreciate if we can do that. Thank you.
Yes, that's the plans that we are going to do oversight. When you come present, we want to also look at how far are you progressing. Yes, it's there, because that's the document you shared, that management shared with the AG. They have it, just that they didn't do a presentation on it for us. I don't know how was the information communicated, but the department was able to do that. Let's then allow members to raise hands. There's Dave Bryant, that's the only hand that I'm seeing so far. Honorable Bryant.
Thanks, Chair. It was just on the point that's just been raised around sending that information through. I think one of the benefits of presenting it to the portfolio committee is allowing us, as you've mentioned, to conduct that oversight and interrogate that information and ask questions. So I'd just request possibly that at a later stage we get the opportunity to interact with that in the forum as well.
Okay. Yes. They're trying to share something here. Still, it doesn't. Oh, you say resolve, finalize. You go back to the previous slide, you see? Well, everything is finalized, resolved. Yes, you see, refer to the 2021 action plan below. Where is it? That's what we're talking about. You see the previous slide that you were showing. Who's ever sharing the slides? This is what we're talking. Go back, you see, it's red. Refer to the 2021 expedition plan attached below. Where is it?
Honorable Chair.
That's the document.
Honourable Chair, this is the presentation we made for the department.
I think
Chileke is showing it in order that that CEO must understand what you expect from him.
What are we talking about? Yes. Because that red, we have that finally there was a separate document that the department prepared, the one that is referred to. That's the one that we're talking about. On those matters that the AG has put, that it qualified you on the matters of emphasis. That's the issue that we're talking about. There's a commitment that the chairperson has said that it can be made, it can be provided to us. It's there because that's what you shared with the AG. Okay. Honorable Brian, do you still want to proceed under the circumstances? Because basically, yes, when they share with us, we'll have to. To submit that in writing if we've got issues.
Yes, Chairperson, the other point that I just wanted to raise.
They are prepared to come tomorrow after we finish with Unpacks. They can present. Because remember, we are working on the under strict timelines yet for us to finish this report. What do you propose, Honorable Brian? Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, that's acceptable. I just want to just raise a point on the the matter around kids and gardens, and I completely understand the difficulties with COVID and that process. But I just hope going forward that an emphasis is placed on ensuring that program is rolled out, because it is incredibly important for our young people to understand the importance of our gardens, and also to be, you know, properly educated so that they can have a sense of ownership over these facilities as well. The presentation in the most part was good. I think a lot of those targets have been met, but as I say, I think we're just awaiting that final document, and once we have an opportunity to interact with that, we can then ask further questions. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, because we need to finalize this report. Can I check CEO and the CFO? Are you able to come back tomorrow? Maybe after Sunparks will only focus on what that action plan will be saying. Is it possible? The colleagues that are traveling, I think it's the South African Weather Services ones. We are done with them.
Chairperson, we'll do our best to adapt to the program of the portfolio committee. We do have
You have it. Yeah, and we know that the issue that we then had to call you now, even on our part, there's a number of meetings we couldn't check that when we have alerted you that there's this document that is missing. But nevertheless, I should think I had issues that I wanted to, or should we shelve all the questions, colleague, to tomorrow? But I think we're going to have a time constraint. Let's focus on the audit action plan tomorrow. Then I wanted to raise this, maybe CEO or chairperson, but it comes to that. In fact, I'm trying to say the issues that we are saying because of the lack of this audit action plan. When I read your document then, I wanted to understand the details of those audit findings, because in your audit action plan, you were going to say these are the ones. And then whether those things were recurring issues, especially the matter related to the compliance with the legislation. And then also whether it's possible to identify those officials for breaching applicable legislation, and then what you intend to do. I think that's the scope of what must entail your post-audit action plan. But then the other issue that one want to raise is with regard to your issue. We know you are an accredited implementing entity of both the Adaptation Fund and the Green Climate Fund. Maybe you can now quickly clarify your work in this regard, explaining, especially when you had to explain how much the country has attracted in terms of finances since the designation of yourself as the accredited implementing entity. That's the things that I read as I was reading your annual report. And then the other issue, which I believe you have reported in the past to the committee, can you then maybe also update the committee whether your work on the 10th, that is cholera, and the 11th, that is Toyando National Botanical Gardens, is complete now? Isn't that cholera was the 11th one? I want now to understand whether you are fully functional now. And then the last one would be the current status of poaching in your national botanical gardens, especially with those that have got targeted species. That's the issues that one, as one was going through the reports, one had issues. Thank you, Chairperson, and CEO and the team. Over to you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I thank your indulgence that we will come back tomorrow and give the details on the audit findings, the occurring issues, and so forth. We really do appreciate that. But I'd like to hand over to our CEO and Kamal, just to explain on the adaptation, our adaptation program, and how we are fully functional in our other botanical gardens. So, Shoni, can I hand over to you, please? My connection is also beginning to fade. Thanks, Shoni.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Honourable Chair, honourable members. I think what the Chair has indicated is correct, that we are the one of the accredited implementing entities in terms of the GCF. Of course, when it comes to that role, what we do on behalf of the country in the space of the context of ecosystem-based adaptation, because the understanding is that as much as we've got mitigation targets as a country, we understand that and it's proven scientifically that climate change effects are here with us. And in that regard, therefore, we would have to adapt to those. Certain things would have to be adjusted in a particular manner. And we have to be forward-looking on the basis of the, or as informed by the projections that our scientists have indicated. And therefore, this kind of work and some be leading in terms of the interface between what needs to be done in the country and also the access to the funding, especially adaptation fund or any other funding coming through the GCF. We have so far worked on a number of projects and programs and proposals, and they are at different stages. Kamal will explain that. We have looked at areas that interface biodiversity, adaptation, and the protection of strategic water sources. We have prioritized areas that deal with disaster risk reduction and how best those areas from an ecosystems-based perspective the country can respond. And also other areas that interface with the agriculture from a small scale farming perspective and how best those can be made to be more resilient in terms of approach, in this case or in this context, using ecosystem-based adaptation approaches. So are other areas, as Kamal may come in and also talk to. Regarding the second question, I think in the Eastern Cape, one of our newest botanical gardens, it's now coming to be operationally not compliant, but I'm saying that it will be on board as like others sooner. We have invested and prioritized a lot of capital investments in those areas, and we've got programs that are coming and continuing to make sure that it can work as like any other garden. So the basic infrastructure is being put in place, and sooner we're hoping that by the end of the financial year, sometime next year, it will be in a manner that we can say is functioning basically like what we want to see in all the gardens. We also have the Toyando Botanical Garden. We'd like to thank Minister for approving the gazetting of this. And of course, sooner we'll be having that celebration for the gazetting of this garden, but it is functional. There's still a lot that still needs to be done. So we have cited these two for special attention because they are coming on board. Of course, the plan is to make sure that we have representation of all the biomes and also to have every province having one minimum botanical garden. So we are left with Northwest, and the process is underway to try and secure a garden in that space. So the negotiations and the partners with the province, the district, with local municipality, conservation agencies in that area, we are working on that, and we are hopeful that sooner that garden will join Twendo and Kwalecha as the third newest in the portfolio that we have across the board. I'll request Kamel to respond and add on further on matters of GCF. And I can confirm that when it comes to all these gardens, because gardens are set up to do five things, that is to contribute to conservation, the issue of education that was raised earlier on, research, of course, recreation through a number of activities, visitors, events, and also contribution to tourism. And therefore, we're looking at all of those, and the standard operating procedure for all of them would target all those areas to be delivered. And therefore, when it comes to targeted species, as the chair indicated, I did indicate that we want to have a fair or the best representation of all the biomes. But apart from that also, when it comes to the work on the research in herbaria, what we want to see is that our collections, even in the herbaria, at the moment we've got more than 2 million of those specimens that give us a fair indication of how and what is it that we have as a country. When we say we're a mega diverse country, that representation gets to be shown and displayed through those herbaria. But beyond that also, the research that goes into that, that supports many other things, including policy formulation and decision-making and on matters that have implications to those species. Kamel, can I request you to come in and talk to the GCF and also a reflection on assessments on species that we continue to conduct? Kamel?
Thank you, CEO. And thank you, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, Minister, Deputy Minister, and Board Chairs.
Hey, are you having Lose Jane come in?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Honourable Chair. Can you see me, Honourable Chair?
Yes, come in.
Thank you.
Wanted to see. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable Chair, in terms of the adaptation fund, we received $2.5 million for our small grants program, which is taking adaptation to the ground. And then also under the adaptation fund, we received $7.5 million for an initiative around building resilience in the Umgeni catchment. And also under the Green Climate Fund, we received $380,000 under what they call readiness. It's a readiness grant to really assist us to develop a set of processes and tools to facilitate the improved management of Sanvi's anticipated Green Climate Fund portfolio. And as CEO has said, we've been working on a number of large cross-sectoral project concepts that we're going to be submitting to the Green Climate Fund for in an effort to mobilize the funding. And then, Honorable Chair, in terms of assessments, we do, like CEO has said, a number of assessments on plant species and also on animals. Sanvi has done really well in terms of the red listing process, where we look at the status of our threatened species. We use the IUCN red listing process, and this is something that we're continuously working on. A big part of our work also is around ecosystem classification and assessments. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think our questions are adequately responded to with the view that we're going to deal with the post-audit action plan tomorrow. I don't see any other hand. Can I check with the DM if there's anything she wants to say?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm so happy that you are nearing to finish because I was just worried my battery. My battery is too spent. Being out without electricity for the past 5 hours, I think it's still on my phone. No, thank you very much, Chair. I think CEO Mzenzi has responded to your questions, and also Ms. Bizos has also responded to all those questions that you wanted to clarify. Thank you very much.
Okay, Minister.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. And I think that we will support the colleagues to ensure that they do submit the necessary audit action plan and give details to the committee on all remedial measures that they are taking on time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Then it means it's bringing us to the end of this meeting. Let me thank the chairperson of Sanvi together with this senior management led by the CEO. Same thing to the chairperson of SAWIS, led by its chairperson, and then the CEO and the other members of the senior management. We have come to the end of our meeting. We are going to reconvene tomorrow again after plenary. That's likely to be at 6. We'll be dealing with Sanparks, Ismangaliso. I think we'll just quickly give Sanvi, to be fair to them. We'll start with them quickly, then allow the other entities to come. Thank you so much. Can you make sure at least by midday, Johnson, that document is shared so that the members, as and when they sit in plenary, they can browse it so that if there are things that they want to raise with you, they will be able to raise with you. Yeah, just compare notes with the DG of the DG of the department. They've done it so nicely. You can do that, but you know what needs to be done. Invade the report is there. You just need to share it.
Then let me thank you, colleagues, and then thank the colleagues, my fellow colleagues, and then the support team from the ministry, the support team from the communications side of parliament. Let's call it a night till we meet again tomorrow. Good night. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.